Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. What that even lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy. Be healthy. Be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Good afternoon. This is Claudia Cleary. Welcome to Namaste Nutrition. It is such a pleasure to have all of you here listening to my show with me and with my guests and with my intrepid producer, Amanda Dowell, who
our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
I am so sorry. This is Claudia Cleary. Technical issues sometimes happen, and you can't always predict when and where they're going to occur. So as I was saying, I just wanted to welcome all of my listeners to the show today. We have all kinds of interesting things going on, and if you have any questions or if you have any comments, I would welcome them. Please, please, please call in and talk to us. The phone number for calling in is 347-237-5339. That's 347-237-5339. And if you wish to speak to my guest or to me, just touch 1 on your dial pad and you will be patched into the lineup to come on the air and ask a question either of me or of the guests that I have, whether it's this week or any other week into the future. So if any of you have any questions, I would welcome them. I just wanted to let you know that. My guest today is a marvelous woman who I have had the wonderful pleasure of spending some time with. Her name is Beth Sader. It's B-E-T-H, just like a normal Beth. And Sader is T-H-E-R, T-H-A-T-E-R. Did I spell that right? Hi, Beth.
Hi, Claudia. Yes, you spelled my last name right.
I'm so glad that I did. Welcome back. It's so great to have you here. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh. I am doing so fantabulous. I am doing great, and thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, especially since I'm here on the air talking to you. Are you kidding? How could you beat that?
Well, ditto, sister. I feel the same. I really do.
Oh, I'm so privileged. That's great. So talk to me. Tell me how things are going with you. We've had an interview with Beth in the past, and she does amazing work. She is a healer. She is Reiki master, and she's also she has a master's in education. And we talked about all of this information at the first time that we interviewed you. I'd like to talk about some new stuff today. So tell me, what has changed since the last time we have talked? What has shifted for you, and how is everything going?
Oh, things are, you know, gosh, when I think about the last time we interviewed, which didn't seem like it was that long ago, but a lot has happened since I last spoke to you, a lot of shifts.
Okay.
Amazing, amazing mountains have appeared in my life in a very good way. I'm in the process of writing a book.
Ooh, exciting. What's the topic of your book?
I have not decided on the topic yet because my publicist said that you're going to continue to evolve and shift and change as you go through. I've written down possible topics, but as you begin to write, you start to see that your story shifts and changes. And so we are to wait for our title as we get closer to the end of our book, because all the information that we're putting that's coming forth to us is really going to help us with the title. But it's basically, You know I travel to Peru. You know,
yes.
I study the path of the shaman.
Right.
It's basically going to be my path, my journey that I took many years ago, the path that I was on, Claudia, which took me to a completely different place of personal transformation, being in a toxic marriage to really a wonderful man, having a strong calling to go to Peru, basically being shown why I'm here, what I'm to do, moving out of the toxic marriage, pretty much into the light. And when I say that, I capital letters, I know what my purpose is. I know why I'm here. I am now helping people in the same direction and in the same way. I had to move through that first. I had to go through everything I went through. So now I'm helping people who are in the same position. And so basically the outcome is, and my message and my intention is to help people move into their personal, you know, life path, why they're here, and into their full potential, just as I have been moving into mine. So it's going to be really interesting. There's going to be a lot of dialogue about what I went through, the person transformation. It's going to be, I'm going to get really honest. I'm going to get very honest. And I believe that my personal shifts that I had to go through, and we all go through them, and everything, the painful events that took place all the way, but yet the beautiful outcome that came from it. And we all go through them in different degrees. That's how I'm going to help people. And I'm going to get brutally honest, and it's going to be marvelous. It's going to, and I'm going to have a lot of detail to share, and a lot of ways that I can help people on their path. So it's going to be incredibly amazing. Yes.
Sounds like you are really dedicated. Do you know what form this form of helping is going to take? How will you be helping people?
Well, first of all, you know, I was in a place where in my life, I was in a really, it felt like I was stuck. You know, we're never stuck, but sometimes it can feel like you're stuck. You know, you're in a committed marriage, you don't believe in divorce, you love that person you're with, but they are going down one path and you're going down another, and they're making it perfectly clear that, hey, I'm not changing. The transformation that took place for me was my eyes finally opened that I needed to give this beautiful person their life back because I had a higher calling. And sometimes we have a higher calling, and sometimes it could be a boss or a relationship, a job, a situation in our life that's anchoring us down, and we cannot be in our fullest, our divine purpose. And Creator God, higher consciousness, whatever that is, you says, you know what, it's time. You got to move, girl. You got to move, and you got to listen to that seed that's been planted in your heart, because you're going to help a greater percentage of people. You're going to make a bigger shift. You're going to touch more lives as a result of letting go and moving into the path that you're to be in. So part of that is helping people get out of fear. Fear that they might be in that place, you know, that place, that familiar place that keeps us down and anchored down, cutting that anchor, letting go, trusting that our Creator, the universe is going to hold you. And the universe does hold you. We have to have faith. And when I let go, Claudia, the helium balloon, it lifted off.
Yeah.
I always say a hot helium balloon is best works untied. We have to let it go. We have to fly. And when we let go of any anchors from our past, it doesn't mean that we don't love or care about relationships or people or whatever, but if it's holding us back and it's keeping us from, you know, we're holding on by a spiritual thread of a thread of a thread, and we're losing our spirit, we've got to let go. And when we let go with love, and we move into our true space, wow, Creator will just take you up and rise and lift you up. So what happened was, when I let go and got out of fear, I flew. Claudia, I took off. You know, I took off, and my spiritual components, the innate abilities within me, bloomed and came alive. There was no holding back down anymore. I took off. And now I see how our Creator God or whatever that is, to our viewers, I see how he's working through me. I see my innate abilities coming alive, and now I'm helping people find their path. I connect with so many people who are going through what I've gone through. I connect with so many people who are here on the planet doing big work on the planet and how I can help them find their gifts. So I'm going to have tools in my own personal path that I took and what it took me, how I had teachers before me helping me. That's how I'm helping people now. And a lot of my work quality comes from my own personal healing modalities that I work with, you know, not just Reiki, but reconnective healing, reconnection, the motion code. I have a medicine woman in me. So I use all the gifts that are coming up and they're stored in me. I don't wear filters. So I'm helping people find their true identity. I'm helping people remove their masks and their layers. That's how I help people. And I'm going to be very specific in my book in how to do that. And that's what I do now.
So,
that's how I'm helping people now.
That's awesome. I think that it's wonderful. We need more people who are able to get to the heart of what the problem is and in a kind and loving way, but also in a very honest way, let them know exactly what they need to hear in order to move forward. And sometimes, not always what people necessarily want to hear. Sometimes it's stuff that's a little bit difficult to hear, but it's like you cling on to something too much and it's not working for you. You got to stop and realize that sometimes letting go is really the best solution.
It is. Wow. We have to let go. It's like that river and that current, and you see that limb going down the river, especially when the water's high, and you see that limb is not trying to resist that current.
No, of course not.
We have to be the same, and we do everything with love. We have to have the courage.
Absolutely.
Yes, everything's with love. We have to have the courage to let go and know and let people.
You're talking about the river, and it was interesting. I just flashed back to a song that I loved listening to when it was really popular on the radio. It was Billy Joel's song "River of Dreams." It's a fabulous song, but it's a really good analogy of just letting go and recognizing that, you know, whatever it is that's coming to you is sometimes it has to be, you know, you have to let go of what you currently have. It's like you create, and I'm going back to Catherine Ponder because I've been reading a lot of her stuff lately.
Sure.
But in order to get what you want, you have to let go of what you have. And it's sometimes it's very scary to do that.
Yes, it is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? And you know this. It's when it's doing that. When you see what's on the other side, you realize, wow, there's no comparison. And it's that's a beautiful thing. So
absolutely.
I had teachers before me, etherically and physical teachers, showing me to let go. Because you know what? When we let go, the universe will just bring us exactly where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly where we need to go. And we just trust in that. And when we learn to trust in that, everything just divinely just happens.
Happens.
Doors open up, right opportunities.
Oh my gosh,
Claudia. What has occurred for me in the last 8 months is beyond stellar in my life. Some of which I could probably talk about and some of which I couldn't, I don't know. But it is so big. But, you know, I had been shown many of the things that were going to happen happened. I had been shown many years ago that some of these things were going to happen. You know how you're shown years back, you're shown things, and you're kind of fuzzy, and you have question marks, and you think, huh, what? And you journal about it, and then all of a sudden these things appear. They're all appearing.
Yeah.
So my life has transformed in massive ways. I am so grateful. So I got the book. And the book has been coming for a while, and I've had many teachers say to me, are you going to write that book? Is it time? And it came to me several months ago that it's time. And I had, you know, I've been shown that everything that I need to write about will come. I don't worry, it just comes. I'm constantly journaling. Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I've been doing. And then the other thing, too, that my heart is just in beat with is I've been holding sacred ceremonies out here, shamanic ceremonies. And, you know, it's I'm taking the pieces that are in my heart that I connect to and through, and I'm bringing that old ancient wisdom back here. And I've been building ceremony here, and I've been building community here in St. Louis. And so I've been holding sacred ceremony here at my home, my mm-hmm. space, and bringing people in that, and it's healing ceremony. And it's all about healing. It's all about using my shaman mesa that I have, and big healings are taking place, and big transformations are taking place in people's lives. So, so more and more is coming. More and more has been happening, so it's been a blessing, a big blessing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's wonderful when you transform and you're as enthusiastic and passionate for life as you are. It's amazing how things just start to happen, isn't it, Beth?
Oh, yeah. It is. You show up, and you show up, and then everything is put out in front of you. I think that's probably the biggest lesson, Claudia, is that, mm-hmm. I was plucked out of the teaching profession years ago and put into this other dynamic space of my life. And I know you work with people all the time who are in the same position that I am in. But when you're plucked out of one place and you're put into a completely different place and you can't see what's out of you, and mm-hmm. you're being shown this is where you're going. It's like about feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Well, I did, because the seed was planted so deeply that I just kept showing up, and I just kept showing up, and I kept hearing in my heart the direction. I just kept moving into that space, and every time I followed that lead and that inner calling from my heart, I was brought exactly to the right place, to the right mm-hmm. people, to the mm-hmm. right opportunities. That's how it is. I know that I'm talking to the choir here. So it's been...
No argument for me. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and dispute anything that you're saying. It's not worth it, because even if there was somebody sitting on the other end of the phone who was talking about what they were doing that was their own experience, and it wasn't right. something that I necessarily agreed with, it's right. your experience. And, your experience
exactly.
is to go through everything that you've gone through, embrace
exactly.
many different backgrounds in order to create what works best for you and move forward with it. And how
exactly.
can I dispute that? It's your experience, and you bring that to the table and allow that opportunity to help so many people. How can that be something that's disputed? It's great.
Yeah, I found that, each of us on this planet is so beautiful and so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And each of us has our own divine gifts within. And each of us is a teacher. And I find that we bring out, that the best of us comes out when we allow it to come out. You have artists
mm-hmm.
and musicians and different modalities. There's
mm-hmm.
something for someone. I'm not going to necessarily speak to everyone, but I'm going to be speaking to a certain percentage of people out there who are
mm-hmm.
maybe hearing me, and that's connecting to them. That,
mm-hmm.
wow, that just makes sense. Just
mm-hmm.
like you turn on the radio and you hear a song. Maybe no one connects that song, but there's a certain percentage that hears that song. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're all teachers. And when people walk, when I see people, I see the teacher in them. I see the beauty
mm-hmm.
in them. And I see the reflection of our, creator in them. That's just fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
So, what a process this has been.
Mm-hmm.
What a
Absolutely.
Process. It's been fun. And I'm still doing my reconnective healing and my and all the my personal healings and all the different healings I do with people. But I broadened it out to group work. And now I'm doing bigger group works. And I'm in some workshops and putting some
mm-hmm.
workshops together with some very strong people here in St. Louis community who are like-minded, and we each have our own gifts. So there's some workshops in the future here. So everything's just been coming, and I'm grateful because I've got a lot of teachers around me. I've got a big support staff around me.
That's a wonderful thing to have.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm grateful, and I'm blessed and honored. And I know that this wisdom that I'm receiving is light-filled wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a blessing to work with all the teachers in, you know, my physical plane and in the ethereal plane. So it's been a blessing, Claudia. It's been a blessing. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't end up recognizing that you're on the right path without realizing the joy that it brings to you, the fulfillment that it brings to you. And when your work is your joy, you never really work, do you?
No, you don't. That's why I have so much fun. And, you know, and when you're having fun and you know you're in purpose. I have, you mentioned something so important. It's not work. It's when you're in joy, when you're in harmony with your true purpose. It's not work. You wake up and you're so happy and you're so excited and you just want everyone else, you just want to grab everyone and bring them with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. My heart right now is just so open and it's so madly open to life and to what divine has done to me that I can't help to want to grab everyone and bring them with me. Because I want them to feel the way I feel. I want everyone to realize that everything that, you know, bottom line is this, we don't have to look outside. Everything's already stored up inside of us. Everything creator is already in us. Divine essence is in us. We just have to connect back to that. We take off the masks, the barriers, the oblique systems, whatever that is, whatever, anchors, and we just fly. Helium blue and sailing away. So no, you mentioned something that was key.
What's that?
When we're in divine, when we're in our purpose, we're not in work. And I think that's, you know, everyone on the planet wants to be there. And so it's my purpose to help people get there. And realize they can be happy every day, no matter. And if they're not happy, help them get to another area. Help them achieve. Help them move into another area, you know, that will empower them. Everyone should be happy. So, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. But sometimes we have to, you know, our journey is that we've got to move out of one place to the next, and we have to have the courage to do so.
Yeah.
You know, you said that. We have to have the courage. Sometimes, you know, we don't always see or hear what we want to see or hear, but, you know, I don't want to have anchors on me. So that's how I help people is, you know, remove the anchors and lug nuts or oblique systems, whatever it is that's holding them down, and all of a sudden they start seeing lots of light come in and, oh, wait a minute, this is way more fun, you know, and it's just about finding our truth, and my truth might not be someone else's truth, but it's about finding our truth and our divine spark that we already are and being in complete and total 100% connection with it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So life has been fun, Claudia.
I'm so glad that life is so enjoyable for you.
Thank you. All right, Ben,
let's hang on. You're welcome. Let's hang on for just a moment, and we will be right back. We're going to take a short break for some sponsors' mentions and suggestions, and we will return to Beth Bader. And hopefully, if anybody has any questions for Beth and you would like to talk to her, please call in 347-237-5339. That's 347-237-5339 if you'd like to ask Beth a question. She's very, very good at having her own moments of intuition and flashes. So just hit one in your dial pad, and we will be back momentarily with Beth Bader.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Done. So
You're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio and Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. And now, back to the program.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Namaste Nutrition for the second half of our marvelous show with Beth Bader. She is located out in Wentzville, which is to the west of St. Louis, and I've had the wonderful pleasure of going out and seeing the beautiful house where she lives. It's a gorgeous A-frame construction, and she has this magnificent loft where she does her healing work with the clients who come out to see her. Welcome back to the program, Beth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is always a delight to sit with you and the viewers. Thank you, Claudia.
Oh, you're so welcome, Beth. I wish that they could see us. That would be really interesting if they could sometime, although I think that they can still have to make do with whatever it is that we have on our Facebook or website. Speaking of which,
yes.
Do you have a website that you would like to let our listening audience know about so that if they'd like to get in touch with you, they can?
I do. It is www.bethstater.com. It's B-E-T-H-T-H-A-T-E-R. And they can go onto my site and see more about me. It seems like when I spoke to you the last time, I was in complete and total redoing my website. I'm doing it again. I'm always changing and shifting and adding and taking away things. I have another section going on that's a deeper part of my sacred ceremonial shamanic work that my web designer is putting up for me, and she's currently doing that for me. But they can go on and they can receive the information about what I do to this point.
Yeah,
and
it
also
looks like you have some. Go ahead.
I'm going to have an offering that a free offering that people can go and check out on discernment, and that will be it'll be a video interview of me speaking about discernment, but that will be up June 28th, so that I have to give my audio lady time to come out video and put that up. But that will be available for people by June 28th, and I will be speaking about discernment and how important discernment is, and how we need to be able to understand what that is, and how when we work with people or, you know, healers, or even if it's bosses, or how, you know, which way to take. We need to know how to detect great discernment, and our body is constantly talking about that. So and feeding us information. So that would be. I just wanted to insert that. That's going to be coming up in a week or two.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, I have a question for you that just occurred to me as I was reading through some of the information on the bio section on your website as you were speaking. You're talking about being a shaman. So for anybody who is listening to this program and isn't quite sure exactly what a shaman is, how does shamanism blend in with modern-day living, especially, say, if you live a, you know, and it says here that you are a Christian as well. How do you juxtapose Christianity and shamanism together? And
well,
how is it that you, yeah, and how is it that it's not a conflict? I'm just curious.
Actually, you know, I have so many elements in me. I consider myself more spiritual than anything because of all my experiences, and I have no dogma around me. Shamanism is not a religion. Shamanism is actually just a spiritual path. It's been on the planet from the beginning of time. I know so many people of different backgrounds, of religions and different spiritual beliefs that utilize the path of the shaman. The shaman is, you know, I've had the calling to travel to Peru for so long to study the path of shaman. It was just, that's how I'm built. It's how I'm built inside. Mm-hmm. It's how my heart is built. The shaman believes that everything is connected, that there is no disconnection from life force, from anything, the plants, the animals. I am in you and you are in me. We are a divine spark of everything here on the planet. The shaman sees life and everything, Claudia. There is no separation. So the shaman views everything as a one complete connection. So in that respect, this is not there is no dogma or religion or anything, you know, attached to it. It's just a path. It's just the knowingness that we are connected to divine and everything, everything. And so those, I've met so many people with so many different paths who study Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, you know, all kinds of different paths, who also study the path of the shamanism. Because there, it is completely, it's spirit. It's spirit moving through you. It's spirit speaking through you. That's all mm-hmm. around us. That's what the shaman mm-hmm. does. There's no separation. So I don't feel separation with anyone or anything on this planet. I don't. I see the life in the trees and the ground and the flowers and the animals. I see the divine spark in everything. And so it to me there is, you know, there's no separation. So it's a beautiful question. It's a beautiful question, thank you, because so many people want to peg it as a religion. It's not a religion. Mm-hmm. It's a totality of it's being spirit led. It's knowing that everything is divinely connected. So in that way, Claudia, it fits everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting because what you're describing of the path of the shaman, it's not that dissimilar to my belief that if you're in a yoga class and you're focusing on your connectivity to yourself, it's the same kind of a thing. It's an inward turning.
Exactly.
It's more about the outward connection between everything, and how we live our lives is very based in just recognizing the interconnectedness that we all have instead of trying to create pockets or divisions or groups. So you're better.
Yeah.
I'm better than you, and you're not as good as me because I have this
exactly.
and you don't. And it's like, why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, there is no separation. There's just no separation. We're all one. We are divinely connected. We are of that beautiful cosmic matrix. And so, I love when I travel. I'll tell you what shamanism did for me. It opened me up. It made me a better person because as I've traveled, especially to Peru, I've met people of all walks of life studying all types of traditions.
Yeah.
But what it did to me, I realized that any boundaries or barriers that I once had growing up because of, you know, old belief systems, they were shattered. They were broken. They were the glass broke. And I think what people are really realizing right now is that, wait a minute, what have we been doing? You know, we've been trying to segment groups and, you know, we're not. We can't separate one another. We're, you know, I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. We are one. And everything can be interplayed within one and come together within one. Because to me, everything's all the same anyway. I don't just, the only way, in my theory, just from my point of view, and this is just my point of view, the only way that we disconnect from those around us is that we make a personal decision to do so.
Yeah.
And to me, that's when we're going into our ego.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stay in this heart space. This is heart space work. We're heart space. And we are, how can we disconnect from that which is already created in us? It's beautiful. It's big. There is no separation. Right now, I'm just seeing glass breaking all over the place, no boundaries. I am so out of the box because when I say Christianity, well, I think because Christ has been a big center part of my life because he has literally shown up in my life and has come and spoke to me and put his hand on me and blessed me. But see, I don't see him in a box. He's so huge. He's creator. You know, I see he's bigger than what I was ever taught to or witnessed. He's beyond the element of anything I've ever witnessed. So, you know, I say I'm Christian because, you know, he's just one of my biggest teachers. He's big. And but he's not separate from divine. I have many master teachers that come to me and through me and work through me. Kuan Yin, I mean, I have the Palladian, and I have Palladians. I mean, I'm channeling all the time. We are connected. We are one divine, you know. So you said that I love how you said that when you go in as a yoga teacher. That is right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I look at it that, you know, you talk about the many different paths that you've traveled on. But I see that when you come right down to the core essence of life, okay, which predates society, civilizations, humanity.
Exactly.
It's all about the interconnection of how everything works together, how the food chain works, how, you know, the air we breathe and it ends up connecting to us. I mean, it's a very humbling thought when you meditate on this, but think about the fact that we all breathe air. Every single bit, and it's not a very big layer of air that's on the planet, has been inhaled and exhaled into some being and then into another after that. That's the interconnection of life.
It's just constant, isn't it? Don't you just see the interplay
really
of that? I had this visual.
Oh,
I'm very visual, so I love it because it's true. There is it's so visual. As you were speaking, I was seeing everything molding and morphing into one. You know, no separation. It's over there. It's over there. It's all one. It's so fun. It's so beautiful.
So
and
funny.
That's what it is.
Everything. Every time you say we are one, I keep flashing back, and it's so funny because there's so much wisdom there, which I think is a trip, and I don't think many people see this, although people who listen to the show probably do. But I keep seeing Mufasa from The Lion King and that deep rumbling voice of James Earl Jones going, "We are one."
Oh, I love him. He's so awesome, just his voice. No, but we are one ginormous heartbeat. And you know what? It wasn't always that way for me. Hey, I had removed the mask, the layers, the oblique systems, the dogma that I had been brought up in. I had, you know, when I got really connected to my divineness and I heard my own heartbeat and I saw and I did see and I could see, feel, and sense and perceive, wow, I'm connected to everything.
Yeah, it's a really powerful feeling.
That is where I operate now. Wasn't always like that, but we have it in us, and that's where it's my purpose is to help people remember. Honey, you are not separate from nothing. We are connected to everything. We are one. I can't say that enough, that there is no separation. So what the shaman knew... The shaman knew, and there's, you know, this is way before life, Earth. They knew there was no separation. They knew that right now we have everything within us. All we got to do is remember and look in. They knew, too, that everything that we need, all the helpers and healers and the wise ones are at our beck and call. So I know that. So I utilize my helpers all the time. Because I know that I have all these beautiful creative master teachers around me who are coming in and helping me and working through me. I can talk the whole day on that. And so the shifts that have taken place in my life have been exponential. And how I'm helping people now, and especially through my work and especially through my ceremonial work out here, people are on liftoff because their dials are turning up. There's major activations going on in the light bodies. They're remembering who they are, why they're here. It has been a blessing. It's been fun. It's been a big cosmic cheerleading dance. So, yeah, and that's what this is about. You know, people need to remember, and this is the shifts that are taking place on our planet. This is what's going on. Our planet is shifting. People are waking up. They're waking up to who they really are, the divine purpose, the divine seed. They don't need to look out. It's already within. But, you know, sometimes we need somebody to hold our hand and help us, you know, just as I did, to kind of help me remember. And I think that's, we just need people to help us remember. And so I had a lot of helpers helping me remember. Now I'm in that place of how I'm helping people now. And so it's been a divine blessing. It's getting bigger. Things are shifting and more is coming. And I'm being shown some big things, Claudia. I mean, really big things. And maybe that's for another show or another time. But
I'm being
shown some really big things. Yeah, big things are going on. And I know that there's some things I can talk about now, and I know there's some things I can't talk about. But I tell you what, they're big, and they're big shifts. And these shifts that are going on in my body right now by my helpers are actually being basically moved into other people as I help them. There's codes and activations taking place within me that I'm placing into others now as I work with them. And it's getting big. So the dials are turning up and activations are happening and light bodies are tuning up. So it's been a blessing.
I'm really, really happy that the things have been happening that are positive for you. And you will definitely, you must come back on the show once you can start discussing some of the shifts that are happening. You know, shift happens. And no, I did that. Think carefully about what I just said for anybody who's listening. Shift happens, and it's part of the process of growing. You know, it's moving further down the path, and it's moving along in life. And so as your shift continues, Beth, I do hope that you come back and let everybody know about what's been going on with you, what you're doing, and how it's going to end up benefiting everybody in this area and hopefully across the planet. Please let me hear, if you'd like to, just give your contact information one more time so that if anybody is listening and would like to speak with you, they have the opportunity to do that. And we are going to have to wrap it up in just a moment. But, yeah, it was such an absolute pleasure having you on the air with us today, Beth. And please do come back. I'd like to hear some more about how things are going, and I'm sure my listeners would too. So please let everybody know how they can get in touch with you if they would like to come and talk to you. And also, for those of you who are not familiar with Beth, she does do healing remotely. So for those of you who are not in the area and are thinking that you cannot end up having her assist you, you can. Just contact her and see what she's able to do for you. She's a phenomenal shaman, and she's an amazing healer, and I think it would be to your advantage to call her if you need any help. So please, Beth, your information?
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely. And did you want me to give my information now again, my email or whatnot?
Yes, please.
Yeah,
email
just once
and
again.
Phone.
Okay, once again. Okay, I do activations on the light body as, you know, in my shamanic past and my healing work. I do activations. I tune people up in a really big way. And it happens with my personal healings, my distance healings, and my ceremonial healings. My email is BethThater@me.com, BethThater at me.com. And my website is www.beththater.com, BethThater.com. And my phone number is 636-299-8694. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on with us today, Beth. And I will see you next week with another guest next Wednesday at 1 o'clock. It was a pleasure having all of you here and having you here, too, with us, Beth. Thank you so much for joining us.
Claudia, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're a blessing. I love you. Thank you.
So are you, darling.
Okay. Okay, honey.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
want to